This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1119. Don't take the safe way when it comes to goals and objectives. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What's the difference between a goal, an objective, and an aim? Today, we answer this tricky question and show you the nuances to broaden your vocabulary for more precise conversations.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, do you have any specific goals for this year?
Oh my gosh, do I have goals? I have a ton of goals for the year. Absolutely. Well, let's see. I just came back from a trip to Cambodia. So that was a big one. Traveling is always a goal. And then we have lots of goals with All Ears English. Lots of things we want to do.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. For me, it's funny because being a new mom, not to always talk about it, but you know, every day I have to set a lot of little goals. Like, you know, it's really hard to get things done sometimes because obviously he needs attention and I'm happy to give it to him. But to get like other things done that it's like, oh my gosh, so hard, right?
Oh, I can imagine.
It's really tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I get through the day and I'm like, what happened today? I don't even know. but it's great. Yeah. So, we're talking about goals here today, Lindsay, and because we have a listener question, about how to talk about goals and some other words that are very similar to the word goal, right?
All right. Well, I love it when our listeners write in with very specific questions. So this is good. And this is a very high level question because we're talking about these words that are so similar, but maybe there are some small nuances that we could shed light on here.
For sure. But Lindsay, first, I wanted to ask you, we have an Alexa skill, a really awesome one, right, Lindsay?
Oh, we do, actually. And, you know, this is a really cool way to bring All Ears English into your home, right? Even if you want to have your kids listening to it, right? Maybe you have teenagers in the house. That would be a good way to expose them to English in a fun way.
So, I mean, why should they use it and where can they use it? Like, how do you get it started? I'm just so curious.
Yeah, there's a lot of... So, guys, if you are in Japan or the US, the skill is ready for you. It's if you have an Amazon Echo device, all you have to do is activate the skill with your app and then say, Alexa, open All Ears English. I hope she doesn't do it right now.
Oh, gosh. That happened last time recorded. That was
happened
so funny.
Last time. I know.
Oh, the other day, I'm sorry, just to cut in. The other day, I said something about a flexible schedule. I was like, a flexible schedule. And it actually lit up because I said, Alexa.
She's so, not like brilliant yet. She'll be brilliant one day.
She listens. Yeah.
And I mean, so in Japanese, if you want to ask for it, guys, you can say All Ears English wo iraite. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not saying it right, one of our Japanese listeners should write into me and let me know. So, yeah, guys, it's there for you. You know, share it with your family, get it going in the house. And the cool thing about the skill is that you can actually ask for a category. So we have business, phrasal verbs. We have vocabulary, conversation skills. So the whole podcast is broken down based on these categories. And that's something that's not as easy to do just in the podcast player.
Right. Okay, awesome. Well, I am looking forward to checking it out more. And that's so cool.
That's so cool. Technology is pretty cool. It's so hard to build technology, but it's really fun when it actually works.
Right. Definitely. So, Lindsay, should we get into the question for today?
Let's do it. So should I read the question?
Please.
Okay. Hello, Lindsay. Hello, Michelle. I'm really motivated to follow your podcast every day. Therefore, I use your comfortable app. Awesome. I really appreciate the way you explain the daily lives in a very humorous way. Your laughing is contagious, or your laughter is contagious. Nevertheless, I have one question. I'm unsure of how to use goal, aim, and objective. Are there any rules? Best wishes from Germany, Hergen. This is Hergen. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is a really good question. Yeah, it's really getting into the nitty-gritty of English, don't you think, Lindsay?
Completely, completely. But it's a great question. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. This is tough. I mean, even as a native speaker, this is tough for me because these are very closely related words.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, in the end, you know, one thing we can know before we start today is that you can't go wrong. In many scenarios, any of these would work. Right. Yeah,
definitely. So, but if we want to get more nuanced, I mean, when you do have very similar words as these are, for sure, what can you do, Lindsay?
Well, you can do three things, right? You can listen for context, mm-hmm. and you can see if there are differences in the parts of speech.
Right. Noun, verb, adjective, right?
Yeah. And then you can ask and you can experiment with it. And I like the last one. I feel like if we take a more experimental approach to learning language, then that's where we can build the connections. And we always want to focus, again, as you guys know on this show, our number one value is connection. So moving towards the connection with experimentation.
Right. I love that. Yeah. Don't be afraid to try it out. And if it's wrong, okay. Right. Just be open and realize that, you know, you might make a mistake, but that's okay. And you'll learn from it.
Exactly. Well, then let's get into it. I mean, what is nitty gritty? So we're going to look at some grammar here. Don't be scared, guys.
All right. Well, okay. To start it off. So grammatically, goal and objective are nouns, right?
Yeah.
While aim is a noun and a verb. So like my aim is to finish the book by next week. Or you could say I aim to finish the book by next week, right?
Yeah. Or another way, I'm just going to add this to our notes. I think this week I actually wrote an email to a consultant I'm working with. And I said, I'm aiming to get you the recording by Friday. Yeah.
Nice. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So aim has, you know, a little bit of variety because it could be, you know, a noun or a verb. So, but what about if they're just all nouns, right? So, I mean, which one do you think is used most frequently in conversations, Lindsay?
Guys, now there are two ways to get All Ears English transcripts. Get them directly inside the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses or get them delivered every Monday by email in PDF format at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Oh, I would say goal is the most general mainstream one. It's the one that comes to my mind when I talk about New Year's. It's a new year. Yep. What are you going to do this year? Yep. Set your goals.
Yeah. Me too. I don't think that I say objective that frequently. I don't know.
Yeah, I think objective is used more in, let's see, like I would say like more like contained experiments. Like with, you know, maybe it could, in some cases, it could be like sub goals. Like you have an overarching goal and then you have objectives within that goal. And even within there, you have like tasks within each objective.
I think
I remember that like when I was writing a business plan once, I had that kind of structure. It was already pre-built into the template. So sometimes it's used that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think goal is more general. Like it can be used at any time. And yeah, I think aim and objective. I mean, I think I even remember this, like making lesson plans for class.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I would use these words a lot. I mean, I think they're more formal sounding, especially objective. I think they also sound like good words to use in the workplace.
Yeah, because they're more specific, right? They're a little bit more specific. Right. Like it would be like, what's the difference if I say to you, hey, Michelle, it's 2019. What are your objectives for the year versus what are your goals for the year? What's the difference in tone there?
Well, objective sounds a little bit more formal, I think.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like more contained. You know, maybe we're having like a professional meeting about the year versus with goals. Maybe I'm just asking you about life goals, overall goals. It could be anything. It could be business, could be life.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good point, Lindsay. I like that. Yeah, because I think, yeah, in some of the, in when I was searching around looking for a difference, yeah, it did talk about, you know, being specific and aim and objective being slightly more specific. But I think, you know, that's a good way. But also we can think of different scenarios and different chunks and just like times when these might be used.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So again, goal is more general, and I could see it being used for anything. Like, I don't think that there's a time when goal is really wrong.
Yeah. 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 That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So aim. I think this, like we said, aim and objective may be more professional, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe I would use these with lesson planning. Maybe I use them in grad school, or also, you know, sometimes people write them on a resume, like, or use them at a meeting. So like the objective of this meeting is to figure out the company finances for the year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Sounds like a big job.
Yeah. Yeah. What else, Lindsay? What would you use with aim?
Yeah. My aim is to get a job with your company because I believe in your philosophy. Yeah. Or with both, my objective or my aim of, or the aim, the objective or the aim of this meeting is to decide. Oh, you already shared that one. Sorry. So,
to decide on the company's goal. Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Oops. Yeah. I think that those are just, they're a little bit more professional sounding, a little bit more formal sounding. But again, I don't think that goal is informal. I just think if you're looking for some differences, that would be another one.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend to our listener here, use them all and experiment with them all. Don't just stick with goal. So if anyone else is listening today and you guys feel like you've only ever used the word goal, throw in aim or throw in objective and see what happens. You know, experiment.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, but like we said, overall, they're very close. And, you know, it's important to know the context. So, Lindsay, should we try out a little role play with this?
Yeah, I would say let's do it.
All right. So in this role play, we are we're coworkers and we're heading to a meeting.
Okay. Hey, I hear this meeting is going to be intense.
Ugh, these meetings always are. Ugh. You know what, Lindsay? My goal is to get out of here by 3 p.m. today. So hopefully it doesn't run long.
Good luck. Okay. Oh.
So we go into the room for the meeting.
Okay. Okay. So here are the objectives for this meeting. Wow. We're aiming to double our profits this year. That's kind of ambitious.
Yeah, well, if we aim to increase our profit margin each month, I think we can achieve this goal. Nice. Very professional.
Very businesslike, Michelle.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, we used all of them here. So let's see, how did we use it? So the first thing was, I said my goal is to get out of here by 3 p.m. today. Would I say my aim is to, or my objective is to?
My aim is to get out of here. Maybe. My objective.
That's a
again,
little funny.
Objective should be more focused, like we said before, right? So it'd be a little weird if you said my objective is to get, and set my aim. You could say that, yeah, you know, or aim. I'm aiming.
I'm aiming to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could say something like that. That would be good. Yeah. Maybe in some ways that the verb of it, to aim, you know, would be better than my aim is. I don't know. It's all very nuanced.
Okay. So what else? Let's see. Where did we use another word?
You said, here are the objectives for this meeting. So sometimes when you go into a meeting, you have like, they have a sheet or they've written it on the board or something like that talks about the objectives for the meeting. And that's when I think that would be used.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too. I exactly agree. I mean, instead of say on the page, it would be objectives and maybe instead of goals, because again, we're focusing in. It's in a business context. It's very specific. So objectives.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like how you reach the goals, like that they're smaller.
Yeah. Like we said before with the goals, objectives, and tasks, right? It's like sub goals kind of.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you said we're aiming to double our profits this year, right? So here we use it as a verb.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. Very natural.
Yeah. And then I said, if we aim to increase our profit margin each month, we can achieve this goal. Did we use aim as a?
Yeah. You use it as a verb. And then,
used it as a verb. Yeah. So, but, you know, there are different ways to use it.
What's your aim? You can say, what's your aim? You know, what's your aim? It's a little bit less common, but what's your aim for this project? Yeah, I suppose you could. It's conversational, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, but you could definitely use all of those in this conversation. But what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, so we want to say that goal, the word goal, is probably the most natural sounding of all of these. And it's probably the most broad one. Like you could pretty much fit goal into many of these. But definitely there are times when aim and objective can be natural or appropriate or more professional. Right. Yeah. So what's their advice, Michelle, when words are similar?
Right. So remember we talked about, you know, the three things that you can do, you know, listen for the context, see if there's a difference in, you know, the grammar, the parts of speech. Mm-hmm. And as we said, ask and experiment. So even though we're telling you, oh, goal is, you know, works for everything. Don't do that. You know, don't just say, okay, well, I'm just going to use goal all the time. Right. Don't take the easy way out. Right. Yes. That's, you know, that's the experiment part. And, you know, there are other words that can be useful in these situations. And yeah, goal is like the safe choice, but try and see. And if you make mistake and it's not the correct usage, that's okay too, and you'll learn for next time.
Yeah, life is not always about staying safe, and language is also not all about staying safe by not trying things, right? I mean, people who stay safe don't end up reaching their goals. They don't end up getting anywhere. They don't improve. So because you guys are independent learners with this podcast, it's up to you individually to push yourself. Right. So go out there and try it. Come back to our blog. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes. Let us know how it went. Let us know exactly what you said in that conversation.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, don't stress about it. You know, listen to people around you. Don't be afraid to ask and just don't stress. The differences are pretty small and native speakers may have a hard time explaining them as well. So, you know, don't worry about it. But, you know, don't take the safe way and use goal every single time. Right. See how these other words work as well.
I love that. Don't take the safe way. I like it. I like it. All right. Awesome. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.